Inside Mac.
The iTunes Music Store and the Apple Store were offline this morning. Always a good sign of new things to come. It's Tuesday, September 12th, 2006. From the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. iTunes, iPods, and ITV. What did Apple reveal during Showtime? Watching the NFL on iTunes, now it's possible. And the new Razer phone lets you rock out to iTunes. Today, the much-anticipated Showtime event took place in San Francisco. Members of the media crammed into the auditorium with hopes of exciting new iPods that have wide screens for movies, movies on iTunes, and of course, the iPhone. Speculation became more and more intense as the day of the event came near. Well, first up, iTunes 7. Once updated, you'll notice that the iTunes icon has changed from green to blue. It features cleaner navigation, and you'll have the ability to scroll through the music library with viewing album covers. You can type in the name of the band or the name of the song, and the album covers move like a jukebox and will show the selected song. It's really quite fun, and if you're missing any album covers, which I am, I've noticed, the new version will automatically download them from the store for free. And next up, Apple announced updates to the iPod, iPod Nano, and the iPod Shuffle. The new fifth-generation iPod features a 60% brighter display. It supports 3.5-hour movie lengths, which is up from 2 hours, and is available in black and white models. The 30-gig model is priced at $249, and also introduced today was the 80-gig model, which replaces the 60-gig version, and that's priced at $349. Both are available right now. The iPod Nano now looks like an iPod Mini, as it's wrapped in aluminum and became even thinner. The 2-gig model is available in silver and costs $149. The 4-gig model is available in several colors like green, pink, and blue. It costs $199. And the new 8-gig model is also available for $249. Also being introduced today was a new version of the iPod Shuffle. It's about as big as the iPod radio remote. It includes a white click wheel and about a 12-hour battery life. The 1-gig is priced at $79, but it won't be available until October. The company also introduced downloadable iPod video games such as Pac-Man. I checked it out. It's pretty cool. That's available for purchase from iTunes for $4.99. And it was just yesterday when I said we were all waiting for Apple to sell movies. Well, lo and behold, you can now purchase movies on iTunes. Steve Jobs announced that there are currently more than 75 titles to choose from, including Pirates of the Caribbean, Cars, and other selections from Disney, Touchstone, Miramax, and Pixar. The movies will be available the same day that the DVD is released, and they'll be priced at $9.99 or $12.99, with the cost going up to $14.99 after the first week. They'll be in 640 by 480 resolution and come with Dolby Surround sound. According to Apple's CEO, downloading time should be 30 minutes over a broadband connection, with the ability to start watching them within the first minute. And before Steve Jobs concluded his presentation, he offered one more thing. A preview of a new device codenamed iTV, which will connect to a TV and wirelessly stream video content from a computer. It resembles a Mac Mini, and it features HDMI, Wi-Fi, USB 2.0, Ethernet, component video, analog video, and digital audio connectivity. Users can control it with a front row remote. It is priced at $299, and it will be available during the first quarter of 2007. Check out the new products at Apple.com. And coming up, we can all speculate about new products, but no one ever really knows what Apple has up its sleeve. More to come when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Good morning, my good fellow. Welcome to Smith's Computer and Robot Repair. How may I be of service?
Yes, my Mac has crashed. Big time. I was about to save the annual report when...
My systems are not operating correctly, Tech Tool will always find the problem.
Excuse me.
Quiet, you platinum-plated nincompoop.
I'm sorry. You were saying?
Anyway, my Mac totally crashed, and if I don't get this data back, my boss is gonna freak.
If it were not for Tech Tool Pro, my memory banks would have been lost in...
Silence, you motorized monstrosity!
It is not necessary that I stay here and be insulted.
Wait, robot, don't go. Are you telling me this Tech Tool Pro software can save me a trip to the repair shop?
Affirmative. I kid you not.
Don't listen to him, sir. No software product can match the technical skill and computer savvy of Smith's Computer and Robot Repair.
Baloney. That does not compute.
So, robot, where can I get this Tech Tool Pro?
From Micromat in Windsor, California.
Excellent. Thanks for the info.
You are welcome.
Find out more about Tech Tool Pro by visiting micromat.com.
I need a vacation.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. The National Football League and Apple announced that they'll bring the 2006 NFL regular season action to iTunes beginning September 18th, and on each Monday thereafter during the regular season, football fans will be able to download highlights of each NFL regular season game for $1.99. Fans can also buy a Follow Your Team season pass for $24.99, and that'll give game clips from their favorite teams to be delivered automatically as they become available for viewing on a computer or an iPod. Also being offered is the ability to download NFL Network's NFL Game Day, hosted by Rich Eisen with Steve Mariucci and Deion Sanders, offering the most comprehensive NFL coverage on television, with highlights from every NFL game, plus post-game reaction and expert analysis, all for $1.99 per show or $19.99 for a full season. And you can now rock to iTunes on your Razer phone as Singular and Motorola announced the availability of a version of Motorola's popular Razer phone with iTunes installed. According to Playlist Mag, the phone works much like an iPod does with iTunes. When it's plugged into a Mac or PC, users can click and drag music to the phone, which they can play when they're on the road, but it can only hold up to 100 songs. Singular is selling the Razer V3i for $299.99. with a $50 mail-in rebate for customers who agreed to a 2-year contract. And lastly, after all the hype today, it just goes to show that Apple knows how to create buzz. A story from ABC News notes whether Apple announces anything of interest at its much-talked-about news conference today is almost irrelevant, considering the enormity of the hype the company has generated just by sending out the invitations. And according to Jupiter research analyst Michael Gartenberg, Apple is so good at creating buzz that when they sent out the invitation last week to press and analysts, the invite alone made news. For a few weeks now, analysts have been speculating about what Apple had up its sleeves, and Apple gave a few hints to what to expect, and that just fueled the flame. ABC News notes Apple's ability to leak out just enough information to whet appetites but still get butts in the seats at its news conferences is an enviable skill the company seems to have mastered. And today has shown that analysts can guess and ponder about what Apple is about to reveal, but they never know the whole story. Gartenberg said even when people think they know the story, they don't know the whole story. And sometimes they're completely wrong. The element of surprise fuels the hype of those who cover technology as well as for those who are just fans of the company and its products. Stephen Baker, an analyst with MPD Group, said of Apple, "They make unique things. It's a lifestyle as much as a piece of electronics, and that generates a lot of interest among people." At the end of the day, Apple succeeded in creating hype. No one really knew what was going to happen or what was going to be revealed. After all, Mac Observer said, right before the presentation was through, Steve Jobs introduced the 3-time Grammy Award winner John Legend to perform songs from his upcoming album, and no one in the audience left. And we're talking about folks with deadlines here. Who would have guessed that one? And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando. I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.